when I understood it right, they're like the where the Homo salvus term would go in the card box would be the descriptor field.
Yes.
And then there's also the free descriptor field.
Yes.
And so because the free descriptor field is not Homo salvus. Or is it also?
No. That's actually it's being used because we always with the Homo salvus we always back in time.
Yeah.
Because now there are words like non-gender, non-binary.
Yeah.
We don't have that in our Homo salvus.
Yeah.
So if I encounter in a certain period more research about a certain subject in which these terms which are new for us in the Homo salvus, you can put it in the free descriptor. The idea is later you can look how many times did I use it. I, for example, it's my favorite example. When I started to work at Ilya, I encountered a lot of information in which the term neoliberalism was used. So I asked him, we have to put this in the Homo salvus.
Yeah.
And Jack said no, because it's only used with the left people.
Nah, not then, anymore.
Exactly. So every year I say, Jack, I think it's about time to put it now, because it's not... Huh? Well, 6 years later, now it's a generally used word for a phenomenon. But he has to wait to find a scope note
in which
explains where everybody is agreed. And he is agreeing that this is the meaning of neoliberalism. And that's, of course, with a lot of terms.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the terms have to be coined. That they have to be used so regularly that now it is a term that people use a lot. So, and this free descriptor is a way of finding... I can put into it words that I find not in the Homo salvus yet, but I think it's important that you can look on search on it, because you can search on these terms too. Mm.